With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Georgia judge in the Trump election interference case is leaving it up to Fulton County District Attorney Fawny Willis.
Judge Scott McAfee says Willis must step aside or remove the special prosecutor with whom she had had a romantic relationship before the case can proceed. McAfee found the, quote, allegations and evidence legally insufficient to support a finding of an actual conflict of interest, end quote. But he found there remains an appearance of impropriety. Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade testified at a hearing last month that they had engaged in a romantic relationship. However, they rejected the idea that Willis improperly benefited from it, as lawyers for Mr. Trump and some of his co-defendants alleged. Jeremy House reporting.
At least three deaths reported in Logan County, Ohio, the result of powerful storms that spawned tornadoes across parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky as well. A lot of people are hurting. Indiana State Police speak of many significant injuries. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Republican Leader McConnell is unloading on his Democrat counterpart Chuck Schumer for Schumer's call for new elections in Israel and for his criticism of Prime Minister Netanyahu over the Gaza War. McConnell suggesting Schumer should mind America's business.
It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel.
First responders arriving at the scene of a Russian missile attack on homes in Odessa, Ukraine, were themselves struck by a second missile. A paramedic and an emergency service worker among 14 people killed, while some 46 other people were wounded. Wall Street, the Dow down 74 points, and NASDAQ is off 90 points. This is SRN News. England's National Health Service banning puberty blockers for kids.
The National Health Service says kids will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. The drugs pause the physical changes of puberty, such as breast development or facial hair. Sky News reports the puberty blockers will now only be available to children as part of clinical research trials. Former Prime Minister and current Member of Parliament Liz Truss welcomed the decision. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More than a dozen college athletes have filed a lawsuit against the NCAA, accusing it of violating their Title IX rights by allowing a transgender woman to compete at the national championships in 2022. Leah Thomas was the first openly transgender athlete to win a division title in any sport. The lawsuit says the plaintiffs want to secure the promise of Title IX that's being denied to women. This is SRN News. A bid for school choice advances in Georgia.
Georgia Republicans have powered a voucher plan funding private school tuition and homeschooling through the state house. Thursday's 91-82 vote gets the measure close to becoming law. The same bill failed last year when 16 Republicans voted against it. Thursday, it passed with one vote to spare after seven Republicans and one Democrat who opposed the measure last year flipped to support it. Supporters say the bill would create options for children in poorly performing schools. Republican Governor Brian Kemp is backing the voucher plan. Keith Peters reporting.
A truck driver accused of killing a pregnant Amish woman in her rural home is headed to a Pennsylvania courthouse for a preliminary hearing. A Pennsylvania judge today is considering whether investigators have sufficient evidence against 52-year-old Sean Cranston to advance the charges to a trial. More details at srnnews.com.